vagrancy laws in North Carolina allowed the sheriff to arrest black people who were unemployed and looking for work. Some were forced into working at prison farms, like the one pictured in Durham in 1880. Finding housing and employment became a matter of freedom.
Both black and white farmers became sharecroppers, renting small plots of land called shares to grow crops. In return, they would give a portion of their crops to the landlord. Most sharecroppers barely made ends meet and stayed in constant debt to landowners.
This image shows two white sharecroppers in long shift dresses working tobacco fields in Durham County. This image shows three black sharecroppers shucking corn for their white landlord near Cedar Grove in 1939. We were sharecropping on halves. The stock belonged to the owner. The old man paid for half this fertilizer. I was raised up here in Durham, so I came back here because it was home. A quote from John Patterson, black sharecropper and tobacco worker, born in Bahama, North Carolina.